Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
About to get into some football's finest. Oh, we are so close to the NFL draft. Your best draft coverage right here on 105.3 The Fan, as we've got our annual Pluckers Draft Party, Path to the Draft, brought to you by Pluckers. Join us at all Pluckers locations Thursday, April 24th, first round annual draft party. We got Draft 101 coming up this Thursday night, 6:45. Doors are going to open. We got free Whataburger for you. Myself, Brian Broaddus. We're also going to have Bobby Belt if he shows up. Who knows? He might just stop talking during the entire thing. I'm not sure what will happen with Bobby, but we'll be partnered with DallasCowboys.com. It's going to be an absolute blast. Can't wait to see you there. But we will have Jared Sandler because we are the home of your Rangers as well. Jared had to pivot. He'll be joining us on the other side leading into LA Live. But right now, Eric, why don't you take it away with all the football news, my friend?
Yeah, let's go ahead and dive right into it. We have the Giants kicking the tires even more now on Shedeur Sanders. What is the plan for them? Are they really going to maybe take him at 3 overall? Are they trying to maybe trade back into the first round if Sanders starts to slip a little bit? Here's Peter Schrager, our buddy. Used to be at NFL Network. He's now with ESPN, the worldwide leader. And here he is with Greeny earlier this morning painting the Giants and Shedeur picture for us.
There's something to this. Look, they have already sent 13 different people, Greeny, to the pro day at Colorado, meaning there's a GM, obviously, but a coaching staff and the front office personnel. They went to many of his games in person. Joe Shane attended a Colorado practice in person. And I could tell you that this private workout is not just for show. They want to do the full due diligence on Shedeur Sanders. Is he possibly the third overall pick where they're sitting at? Maybe. Does this also mean they can maybe trade back into the first round if they take his teammate Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter with the third overall pick? I would say that's more likely. I'll mention this. They brought him in for a private workout and his top 30 visit. The Giants took him out to dinner, and he had that experience also. They are getting to know Shedeur Sanders far more than they are getting to know a lot of other prospects in this draft, and I don't take it lightly. And RC, I'm curious your thoughts. When this guy is wearing cleats that have a Giants logo at the bowl game all the way back in January. So there's something to this. What's it mean? 3 overall, or maybe them just interested in whether or not he drops? That could be a likely possibility as well. But the Giants are not wasting their time 9 days from the draft going and flying out to Boulder, Colorado.
It's interesting. I mean, now I think he was wearing the cleats, wasn't he? Because the Giants had the number one pick.
They did at the time.
And they got that win over the Colts. So he's like hoping, okay, I'm going to be the number one overall pick. But yeah, man, that would be very interesting. I think the whole thing that's made us like tap the brakes on it is just they brought in 2 veteran quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think this happens if Shedeur Sanders slips out of the top 10, maybe past Dallas at 12, because it feels like a team that really is interested in drafting him is the Steelers at 21.
Yes.
If Sanders is now sitting there around pick 13, 14, 15, I could see the Giants trading back into the first round, trying to get ahead of the Steelers and saying, we want to get Shedeur, and then we'll let him sit for a year or whatever, because the coaching staff wants a win now player at 3. My guess is ownership is still like, hey, we're obviously here for the long haul. So you coaches and everybody, your GM, you guys might be one and done here, but we still want to be able to get a quarterback. So this is how you sort of, everybody wins here. hey, the coaches get the win now type player at three. And then if he's still available there in the teens or so, you leap ahead of the Steelers, and now you've satisfied the ownership because they still get their quarterback of the future.
Well, and if you're the general manager, either you hit on the quarterback and now maybe you're able to prolong your career there, or you've traded those picks and it doesn't matter because you don't have the job anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't care if right. I'm moving back in and I'm forfeiting a first-round pick for the future in that scenario. Yeah.
See, I agree. This is where Denver probably comes into play now with Sean Payton. Is Sean taking next year's one and just back out of that?
Because they're at 20 right ahead of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's right there ahead. So to me, if Sean can take advantage and get a next year's one and then just drop out of the first round, that might be worth it to him, you know, to be able to make that type of move, you know.
Makes sense.
And maybe Sean feels like that he... You know, Sean could get his runner at the top of the second round with the Giants pick, but also pocket a first round pick, yeah. who is very likely with the Giants. That could be another top five pick.
Very well could be.
So, you know, if it would be worth it to you if they offer next year's one. If they were
yeah,
to say
that's a great point.
If they said, listen, Sean, we'll give you next year's one, you come down to our spot. Top of the second round, and we'll call it a day.
Man, if I'm Sean Payton, that's a no-brainer. Oh, especially yeah, because they're like looking at running backs, like, dude.
No,
sure,
if they're absolutely looking at running backs, then they could take it at 34, and then next year, like I say, that Giants pick, and to the general manager of the Giants, that's somebody else's problem.
Right.
If I get fired, hey, that's not my problem. But you very well, Sean Payton could be sitting. Not only with his own pick, but he could be sitting with a top five pick in the 2026 draft from the Giants.
That sounds like a house money situation for Denver.
And your owner, who
very
was...
much like what happened with Carolina, right? The Chicago Carolina trade, then that and it worked that kind of that way where who ended up with Carolina's pick, first round pick.
Well, Chicago did, but I think that was like a 1-9 kind of drop.
But I'm just saying, they took next year's one,
yes.
and it ended up being...
Right, yeah, it ended up being a really high pick.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no doubt. I mean, that could end up working out well. And then for John Mara, who is griping on Hard Knocks about Saquon Barkley being their most popular player, you're going to sell a lot of Shedeur Sanders gear.
Yeah.
So that's going to help financially in the Big Apple, you know, box office-wise. That's going to be printing some money.
Yeah, I think the most interesting thing is Sanders slipping past the Saints at 9, and then all of a sudden it becomes an arms race. Which team gets the most antsy and feels like they got to move up? Does Pittsburgh at 21 be like, man, we don't want anybody to leap us. We don't know if he'll get to us at 21. Let's move up and get him. I think that's one of the surefire ways you could end up seeing some movement here in this draft. The Dolphins had a pre-draft presser today with their general manager, Chris Greer, who's absolutely on the hot seat. Looks like they're going to be trying to punt on Jalen Ramsey. Probably would love to punt on Tyreek Hill, but you'll be selling him at a very low stock. But apparently a Dolphins fan wrote general manager Chris Greer, the Dolphins, a very nice letter wishing him good luck before the NFL draft. But the fan also included a T-shirt in the package, and the T-shirt was draft-related as well. It just simply read, don't F this up. Just don't F it up. And so Greer has since hung the T-shirt in his office. So he has a friendly reminder from the Dolphins fan base who clearly is like, hey, they're sending him good. Like, hey, we love you. We respect you. We still want you to be here. But we all know you bleep this one up, you're Gonski. And probably so is Mike McDaniel. Man, I can't believe there is a 464-pound player in this draft.
Oh, the Florida D tackle.
The Florida D tackle, Desmond Watson.
Yeah, it's crazy. I didn't think he was a real human being at first.
He apparently gained 80 pounds throughout his collegiate career. But now he's obviously concerned about his own health. Because right now the heaviest player in NFL history was Aaron Gibson, an offensive tackle.
Wisconsin tackle, Detroit Lions.
410 pounds.
That was him.
This didn't dude's last very 464.
Long. Yeah, it didn't last very long.
But he's trying to lose some weight. He says, it's definitely hard. People have taught me to look at it like another addiction. It's not drugs, but it's addicting, whether that's gaming, drugs, alcohol. I think this is my vice, food. I'm just trying to get a hold of it. Just like drugs can kill you, this can do the same thing. I'm trying to change my life. Is this guy on y'all's draft boards? Is this guy like is he going to be drafted?
I like Cam Jackson better, the other one.
I haven't watched.
Just slap a 500-pounder in the middle of your knee?
I don't know if that dude's getting drafted.
Yeah. They have another guy, Cam Jackson, I think is a better player at defensive tackle.
There you go.
So, I'm not.
I mean, if you're taking I just don't know the teams are going to be taking a 486-pound dude.
Yeah.
Now, I think he has lost weight since then, but.
It's like throwing a deck chair off the Titanic.
I mean, come on. I don't think that guy's getting drafted.
That was deck with an E, by the way, what Broadus just said.
I said deck chair. I said it the right way. Don't make it any other way like you do sometimes.
No, I was just clarifying. I was trying to have your back there.
No. What do you mean have my back? I said it right. When I say it right, you know, let me say it. When I F it up, then go, you're close. You're close. Almost. Right. You're almost.
On the tip of your tongue there.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Kick his ass, Seabass.
The quarterback that Diana Russini has heard being discussed in NFL circles more than any other lately is Louisville's Tyler Shough.
No.
She had a head coach.
So
she said there is at least one head coach in the NFL right now.
That's going to get fired for saying this.
Who says he's
got a quarterback.
Is the best quarterback in this draft.
Dan Quinn's told me. This is what she needs to say, Diana Russini. Dan Quinn told me that Shough is one of the best. Now. Listen, this guy, he's got an element of Eli Manning to his game. And I say it in this way.
I'm going to close my eyes and throw the ball.
He ducks when he throws. There's been 2 years where he's lost majority of the season because of collarbone injuries. Yeah. And he's also dealt with a broken fibula. When you watch this guy throw, there are times where he will throw the ball and he will duck.
That's duck with a U.
Yes. He will duck with a U, and that way, you know, you're kind of watching play. 27 years old, he's 7 years of college football.
And he started 1 year. He only played more than 8 games one of those 7 years.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's like, no thank you.
If that coach wants to risk it all on him, by all means, go be a hero. You know, I'll always admit when I'm wrong about a player.
Oh, man, I was dead balls wrong about Bo Nix. Yeah. So far, I mean, I do credit Sean Payton. I think that was a great spot for him to go, but I didn't think Bo would end up being good. He's turned out to be good. I mean, Shough is 6'5", 219. So he's got like the prototypical size and everything you want in the position. But even last year at Louisville, when he went 8-4, there were some times it was like,
he tried to throw the ball to other people.
What the hell is he doing?
Yeah.
It was Will Levis-esque.
Never go full Will Levis.
There you go.
But Peter Schrager says he spoke to a GM who he trusts, really good GM, says the best pure thrower of the football is Tyler Shough.
maybe for the 3 games he'll play for you.
Actually, the best pure thrower of the football is Dylan Gabriel at Oregon. If you want to be really honest, you want to look at the most accurate, catchable ball, this guy, Dylan Gabriel, is the most accurate by far.
Well, John Gruden, your buddy, our buddy, is doing his QB class once again. I think we played a clip last week with Will Howard.
My man is getting boxes of clothes.
From universities all around the country.
Yeah, a hockey team sent him some stuff the other day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a minor league hockey team. He had on their sweater the other day.
Well, he recently sat down with Seth Hennigan, who's a local product.
Denton Ryan won a state championship. Dave Hennigan's son, who is the head coach there at Denton Ryan.
Okay, football family.
Yep.
Well, he's doing the QB class with him, and he's talking about the one time that he called an all-out blitz versus Peyton Manning.
When they start all-out blitzing us, that'd be the last time they do it. I did it to Peyton Manning. Now, we called an all-out blitz against Peyton Manning. He saw it. He flashed a hand signal, touchdown. You know what he did after he did it? He ran right by my sideline. He says, "Are you out of your f***ing mind?" I swear he did that. You know that?
That's impressive.
That's what I want you to do.
That's impressive.
Hennigan did not know how to react to that. He just sat there and was like, okay. Gruden's like, dude, give me something here. I want you to do that.
That's impressive.
Peyton Manning, the sheriff. you never jailbreak on Peyton Manning.
No.
Come on, John Gruden. Be better than that.
That was silly.
We did say Brett Favre earlier.
We did.
Well, yeah, you did.
And people are now texting in. Mm-hmm. I guess, was Brett Favre a duck thrower? Would he duck and throw, or throw and duck, or whatever the process is?
No.
Is it pecking duck?
No. Like the thing, like late in his career,
peaking.
When you start taking hits and getting banged up and you're afraid of what's about to happen to you in the pocket, yeah. A couple of times he ducked. But seriously, watch Eli Manning towards the very end of his career. him throw just and flinch.
Fearing for his life.
And duck. Yeah. And I think this, I think Shuck was honestly worried about his collarbone.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I there's
you
no.
You suffer injury like that twice. Multiple times. Yeah.
Twice. He's worried about getting planted and not getting up.
And yeah, that's not going to get any easier in the NFL.
No, hell no.
He's gun shy.
But say it. Go ahead.
Mama, give me some of those flapjacks.
Mama, give me eight of them flapjacks, and Mama, take away five of them flapjacks. I want to stay home with the Crimson Tide.
Max Crosby has a new sort of side hustle going. He's gonna do the general manager thing.
Assistant GMing?
Yeah, assistant GMing for his college program, EMU. And
they've got a gray field. Am I right about that?
EMU, I think, does have the gray field. Yeah, Eastern Michigan.
Yeah. Okay.
Or is it Eastern Washington?
Eastern Washington has a red
field.
Red.
Yeah. I knew
Eastern Michigan has a gray field.
It's gross looking.
Yeah, it's weird. Purple and gray.
I feel like it's just been smothered in rain.
He's going to be matching donations to the football program. I don't know exactly how this works here. Like, I feel like it's more of just attaching your name to something and then throwing some dollar bills at it, and yeah, maybe in the off season swinging by for a little rally speech, a little fundraiser opportunity.
Why the hell
but,
not?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Get a tattoo for money.
I mean, this is kind of a, I don't know if he has any more tattoo estate.
Does he have any skin left to tattoo?
I think he's just all face now. If Max Crosby's adding to the tattoos, I think you're talking about the bottom of the foot and the face.
He looks
I believe.
Like those dudes in that prison over there in, what's that, those guys are hanging out, Venezuela. Where are we? The prison. Why do you guys not pay attention to?
It was the
we have a different algorithm.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
we're sending all
prison tasks
like their president. The like their prison. President is over here right now visiting, talking about it. Somebody text in.
Somebody do my job for me right now that I'm lambasting my coworkers
so
for not
mad.
Knowing
you. I'm just surprised that you guys don't keep up with current events.
Well, you know what? We probably should do a
better
job.
What do you do with
that?
Your lives? Seriously, you just go home and
yeah,
do nothing.
I go home.
We've determined that we don't clean.
Right.
Well, what do we do? Sit around, lay around on our, scratch our ass while we're laying around?
No. There's plenty of ass scratching going on at my place. I'll go ahead and raise my hand on that.
Sick kid at home now, Brian.
Oh, my gosh.
You're sick all the damn time.
I did that 21
years
ago.
We're just on damage control when
I'm
we get home, dude. We're just putting out fires left and
damage
right. We don't have time
control.
For Venezuelan prison tattoo stories.
It's
El Salvador.
It's
El Salvador.
El Salvador. Thank
Guantanamo
you.
Bay.
I don't think it's
person texted Guantanamo Bay 972. He's not feeling that one.
That's
but everyone
not
else
right.
texted in El Salvador.
El Salvador is right. Thank you so much.
We love Puerto.
Let's like pay attention to some current events on this show.
President Bukele.
He was here. He was like, hey, we'll take more. We're gonna build more
were
prisons.
There?
Yeah. Pay attention.
Okay.
Oh, I'm gonna go home and do a big bag of nothing. I'm gonna sit on the couch. By the way, that commode looks terrible over there. Honey, you think you could get some cleanser to get on that? Kind of peed all up. You know, I sit when I pee. Kind of
yeah,
peed underneath the rim a little bit.
It's not a pee
bit.
Problem for me. It's yeah. simply a two issue.
Yeah.
But we're working on it.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk some baseball, courtesy of Blue Nail Roofing, with our guy, Jared Sandler, next year in the name.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thanks to the on-time experts, we go commercial-free to the top of the hour. We'll cap it off with LA Live at 5:40. And right now, it's time to welcome in our good buddy Jared Sandler, courtesy of Blue Nail Roofing. Segment also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Jared, happy game day, man. How are you?
Guys, I'm great. Eric, love hearing your voice. Zach, love hearing your voice. Are we doing a live update? Is Broadus on site reporting on the Dallas Cup matchup between Gavin's team and whichever team they're playing?
I wish.
That would have actually been a pretty good idea. I do believe Dawson's team, he was expecting to just get run. He was only feeling good about the first match, and then after that he thought they might get skunk ruled.
You know my favorite part? I love this about Broadus, because this is why he was so good at his job when he was a scout. I bet Broadus could go watch that match and come back with like a legit scouting report on like four or five of the players with, you know, like quality proper observations, just always in scout mode.
Well, let's get the Jared Sandler scout mode on these
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Because they're a lot better than we thought they would be, at least to this point in the season. What are they doing so well?
Well, they're hitting the crud out of the ball, and they're slugging like crazy against fastballs, but they actually just set a franchise record for most home runs over like any consecutive 10-game stretch. I think they had 28 home runs over the last 10 games. Kyron Paris, one of the bigger surprises in baseball, interesting story. It was a high pick of the Angels, but was super young. He was kind of a young senior in high school, and then COVID happened and just development kind of stunted, and then he was awful last year, not just at the big league level, but in AAA. But then he made some swing adjustments, worked with Aaron Judge, his swing coach, and he's come out, you know, hitting like crazy this, you know, to start the season. And, you know, you can't discount a healthy Mike Trout. You know, he's only hitting 196, but he's got six home runs. And yeah, they're hitting the ball well. And, you know, I think it's a fair question, and I know a lot of people are still skeptical, and you can count me among them, whether they're actually a good team or just a team that's gone off to a good 15-game stretch. But whatever the case, they're playing good baseball right now. And the Rangers are coming off a series in which they got swept. So they you know, they need a bounce back, but, you know, it's not going to be easy. And Yusei Kikuchi's on the mound. He's done well for the Angels so far this year, too.
So the roof's open. How beautiful is it? And then I was looking at the game notes, and assuming I can read this properly, which you and I both know, Jared, that's always a gamble. But it seems as though in a limited sample size, the batting average, runs per game, and home runs are up when the roof is open versus closed. Is this just what the doctor ordered?
No, yeah. I mean, hopefully. I remember last year, I think there was a game in April with the roof open, and the ball didn't carry as well because of some crazy, you know, the wind pattern, degree, physics, science. I don't know. But, yeah, you're right. You read that perfectly correctly. It is more hitter-friendly with the roof open, and maybe it is what the Rangers need. Now, the Angels as a team throw a lot of changeups. And, you know, the Rangers this year have actually been hitting fastballs a lot better than they did last year. You know, we talked about how much of a challenge that was. They've really struggled against changeups. So that is something that Yusei Kikuchi throws. He throws his changeup about 15% of the time. You know, we'll have to see. And they're going to be without Jake Berger, at least in the starting lineup. Bruce Bochy mentioned he's just a little ill. He is available off the bench, but they figured, you know, they'd give him the game off from a starting standpoint. So, you know, he's a bat you'd like in there against the lefty, but, you know, they'll have to make do. But, yeah, you know, I think, Zach, in general, roof open, roof closed, whatever the case, it's not 30, 40, 50 degrees, and I think the players are very happy about that.
You know, Jarrett, when you got to the ballpark today and then you got the lineup card, what did you think when you saw some of the names that were omitted?
Well, yeah, not a surprise about Jock Peterson just because it's a lefty. I would have been surprised, Broadus, if it was a righty and Jock wasn't in there. And not because, you know, his production. Obviously, a guy who's slumping like Jock is slumping, you know, it would make sense to give him a day. But Bruce Bochy has said, and you know, the only way he's going to get out of this is by swinging his way out of it. Mm. And because he is a platoon-type player, you typically wouldn't sit him when it is a favorable platoon matchup. You know, I was a little surprised about Josh Smith, but then, you know, we learned earlier that he's dealing with a little bit of a bruised thumb, and, you know, because of the lefty, they figured, you know, hey, let's just give him the start of the game off. But, yeah, you know, you look at it, no Berger, no Smith, no Peterson. I think what's interesting, and Broadus, you were, you know, high on the kind of what the Rangers are going to do from a catching standpoint. It's another game against a lefty in which both Haim and Higashioka are in there, which is good and bad. It's good because, you know, that Jonah is justified being in the lineup as a DH because mm-hmm. of how he's performed. It's bad because, you know, you'd like someone else to step up and you know, be able to
right.
justify that. So, I think, you know, Kevin Pillar hitting fifth, it makes sense, right? I mean, he's hitting lefties, but, you know, that's kind of where the Rangers are at right now with their first lefty lineup. They're looking for guys to step up, and, you know, hopefully they can get Marcus Semien at the top of the order setting the tone, because even last year, in a down year for Marcus offensively, he still was good against lefties. Mm-hmm. It was righties in which he really struggled. So far this year, small sample size, and he's been better against lefties than righties, but not at a level you'd want, you know, against either side.
Hey, Jared, do we make this game too hard?
You know, it's funny. Yes and no, right?
I mean, you do a great job of telling me, and I'm looking at this baseball savant, and I need a degree from USC to read it. You know what I'm saying? I look at exit, and I just see this, and I see a big orange number for Jonah Heim for exit velocity. I'm thinking, huh. And then I look at hard hit balls, almost 45%. I'm thinking, huh, that's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
So to me, how hard is it to put him in the lineup? If he's hitting the ball at, you know, at this, and I guess I'm just asking, do we make this game too hard sometimes?
So you're spot on. The only thing I would say, Broadus, it's not about how he's hitting as much as you don't want to overwork him as a catcher.
Sure.
And, you know,
that bad result.
Yes, but yeah. you are spot on. I think, you know, we have so much data, right? And
too
the data,
much.
Yeah, and maybe sometimes it's paralysis by analysis.
Yeah.
I do think, you know, for every example of that, I do think there are a lot of examples where the data, you know, really does inform
sure.
and point you in the right direction. I think I'd say this, though, too, just from a data standpoint. They're, what, 16, 9 plus 7, 16. They're 16 games into the season.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the data sometimes it's a tough read 16 games in. That's one-tenth of the season. That's like, you know, the equivalent of judging an NFL season for a player off of one game and three quarters of the next game, right? You know, that's kind of where we're at. And so I think sometimes the data's a tough read. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, it really, if you're looking to put the best lineup out there right now, it's tough not to have Jonah Heim in there, short of the fact that you want to make sure that he's getting his proper rest as
sure.
a catcher.
Okay.
Jared Sandler with us here, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. What type of season has Mike Trout had?
Yeah, a healthy season. I think that's the first thing. And, you know, I'd say this, guys. The Angels are obviously less formidable with Mike Trout out of their lineup than they are with him in their lineup. And when the Rangers play the Angels 13 times a season, you know, you want the Rangers to win. And the chances of winning are a little bit better when Mike Trout's not in there. But I just think for Mike Trout and for baseball, I want him in the lineup every single game. The Angels play the Rangers. At least I want him healthy every single game. You know, if he wants to take a day off, that's fine. But I just think it's good for the sport. He's one of the best players of all time. I hope that when all is said and done, it's not full Griffey where it's like, what could have been? You know, Griffey is one of the greatest players of all time, but, you know, he could have been maybe the greatest statistically, right? Like, who knows? And I just, maybe we're already too far down that path with Mike Trout. He's missed too much time over, you know, some prime years. But I hope that the next few years aren't going to just be, a question as to whether he's healthy or not. And, you know, his batting average isn't great, Eric, you know, specific to this year. He's hitting under 200, but he's hitting with power. And I'm sure the batting average is going to end up being just fine. But I think a healthy Mike Trout is the key to answering that question. And I think that's huge for the Angels.
What's got you excited about the pregame starting at 6:30 tonight?
Yeah, we got a cool game show. David Murphy and Mark Church. We're playing a game called Jackie Robinson or Someone Else. Ooh. And I'm not going to tell you what happens, but I will tell you that a game of rock, paper, scissors ensues. And I won't tell you whether or not they had to be separated after the result.
Oh, a couple of competitors.
I love this, Jared.
Beautiful. Yes. On Jackie Robinson Day, the roof is open at Globe Life Field. Rangers, Angels. Jared, we appreciate the time, brother.
Would Jerry Jones say that the roof is open so that Jackie could look down on the game? Is that like the spin job he would put on this?
I like the sound of that. I could see that for sure.
Do you think he knows who Jackie Robinson is? Yeah, Jerry probably knows who Jackie Robinson is. Do you think Jerry knows who Mike Trout is?
No. He probably thinks he's a fisherman.
Yeah, that makes sense. Broadus, okay, what do you think? I mean, you would know.
I think he would probably not know who Mike Trout is.
That's so interesting.
That was my guess.
Isn't it fast, like, to be a billionaire and to just not know, like, the normal dude things if you're a bit, like, he's a sports fan, and he's a billionaire, so he doesn't care. You know, like, it's a different world.
Hey, just real quick, because I know you're a diehard Mavericks fan, what'd you think of this Nico
stuff?
That's
stupid.
Today?
They have made every miss. I'll say this. Scott Tomlin, they missed two people in that organization. They missed Luka Doncic and they missed Scott Tomlin. None of this mess would happen if Scott Tomlin was still there. But I don't want to say that's going to get me in trouble.
You already have. Go ahead.
That's fine. Scott Tomlin's like the unspoken MVP that they're missing, and it is absolutely—it's so sad and embarrassing how this has all been handled.
Well, you're a beast, Jared. We appreciate it. Have a great show.
See you, fellas.
We'll see you. There he goes, Jared Sandler, courtesy of Blue Nail Roofing, right here on The Fan. Pregame at 6:30, 7:05 first pitch. Got to get the slugging up tonight, boys. I think tonight's the night.
Yeah, I can say I'm seeing orange numbers.
You see the orange?
Look at this. It's
very
incredible.
Orange.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You get a lot of orange.
That's popping.
You get a lot of numbers, and you have to have a degree from big time U to like read all this stuff.
I think Josh Young's going yard tonight. And I might even put a call in for Nadolis Garcia bomb. Give me 6-2 Rangers.
6-2 Rangers.
Give me a Josh Young good night.
Yeah.
Like give me a Josh Young 3-for-4 night. Three RBIs.
I love it.
Copy and paste that into the Corey Seager box score. That's going to be my pick for tonight.
Ooh. All of them hit home runs.
Ooh. Yeah. We go 9-for-9.
Everybody.
Just run around in the first inning.
Watch him.
Everybody's chase. Due for it, man.
Kikuchi's head spinning. He doesn't know where the hell he is.
Wouldn't want to be Yusei Kikuchi tonight. That's all I'm saying, Broadus.
Kikuchi.
Okay, we have LA Live Kikuchi in 4 minutes. Yesterday, Walchuk did his top 10 most hated college football players of all time.
Yeah, I did.
In honor of the Tennessee quitter, Mr. Nico. Another one? Well, I just saw like Reese Davis, who's going to be back with ESPN and Game Day.
They tried to steal him.
Fox, the Big Noon Kickoff, doing everything they could to money whip Reese Davis out of ESPN and College Game Day.
They wanted him to do World Cup Soccer too.
Yeah,
take her for Rob.
That's
Stone.
What Fox does.
That's kind of sexy.
Fox takes these ESPN type people and then is like, "Hey, you're going to keep doing what you're usually doing, but then we're going to expand your role as well." Like Tom Rinaldi, you're a college guy. You're also going to do some NFL for us.
You're going to make the stride, Tom.
Yeah, you're gonna earn that paycheck. Yeah. But Reese Davis, too loyal to Kirk and the guys.
He's been there over 20 some odd years, right? About 25 years.
Yeah, he's been there for a long time. Lifer. He's great. I mean,
I shouldn't have to guess this. I can look it up. I'm sure
it's all right.
Yeah, but you don't often do that.
I My teammates sometimes pick me up.
Occasionally, we like to pick you up on
that.
That's
when I worked at DallasCowboys.com.
I'm not a... Guys okay, like, Bobby Bars.
Like David Hellman type guys and stuff.
I don't know that I like Big Noon Kickoff.
Big name kickoff?
Big Noon.
Is it the Urban Meyer thing?
No, it's not even like who they got.
Is it the fact
like
they all wear sunglasses on set?
It's just like these are games that shouldn't be at noon. At 11
well, you
time.
Don't like you don't like fair. Wisconsin and Purdue going at it?
I mean, that's fine if you put Wisconsin and Purdue, but sometimes we get these awesome matchups.
You get a lot of Ohio State.
A ton of Ohio State, yeah. And then they end up being early kicks, and this should be a prime, like Ohio State, Penn State. Let's get a wideout up here.
I kind of like the 11 a.m. kickoff
Well, you
game.
Would.
Kind of.
You're crusty.
I mean, nothing beats a hostile 30 college
years
football.
That guy's been there. 30 years, Reese Davis. 30 years.
It's
nighttime
us.
College football is incredible. So I'm with you on that, Walchuk. Yeah. But actually, the Big Noon Kickoff show, just the show itself, I think it's fine.
It's fine.
Obviously, I'm a traditionalist with game
Reggie
day,
Bush is good. I think Brady Quinn's solid.
Mark Ingram is hilarious.
Mark Ingram's awesome.
And every blue moon, Urban Meyer say something, and you're like, all right, it's pretty good.
Okay.
But Reese Davis stays at ESPN, and he was on the College Game Day podcast talking about Arch Manning. He says it's unfortunate because of the attention he's going to get. He's going to become a fan favorite by Texas fans, of course. But outside of Texas, he's going to become the ultimate villain, and I don't just mean Oklahoma people. And I don't know that Peyton or Eli ever a villain in college football, or were they always just totally beloved? I think this has so much to do with the program.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of Texas.
And just
right.
Because you're Texas, yeah. And I think this is actually good for him if he does become the ultimate villain, because I think that means he's showing out and producing in a huge way, and that's the ultimate respect from every other program in the country is, yeah, I hate you for no other reason than you wear that uniform and you're damn good. But I think he has a little bit more of like an edge to him from a personality standpoint. And maybe Peyton had some of that as well. But I think Arch Manning would actually sort of embrace that.
I think Peyton was more of a villain than
Eli.
Than Eli at Ole Miss. I think, if you just talk about college.
Right.
Yeah, Peyton was far more a villain in these games when they were played.
I mean, he had the taint issue. That's kind of messed up.
Yeah, how was that well documented in real time that he was doing the mooning and the taint stuff?
It was always something you kind of heard whispers from scouts that went through there,
but it wasn't super loud.
It wasn't something that was talked about in draft rooms. It wasn't. I mean, like I don't remember in that '98 draft,
but he got protected then.
Yeah, yeah. I
this day and age, Arch Manning does a taint bit. That is.
Oh, that's you're getting.
That's
sued.
Breaking news in a huge way.
I just
breaking into the sports desk right here. Peyton Manning,
dun, dun, dun.
Paint coming up at 5.
All right,
I'd watch the news for
that's
that.
The perfect segue.
WJX.
We serve it back into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius Alexander for LA Live.
Hey, let's get into a Toxic Tuesday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, Lucius.
Fire up this funk. Taint. That's a funny word.
It is.
It's
good
to be a cool nickname. What's up, Taint?
It's like a rodeo guy.
Yeah.
Don't worry. RFK is going to save us anyway.
We're going to save you all. We're going to get it. They're putting steroids in the potatoes. They turn you gay. I could have been president. I should have been president.
He could have won if he just... if he just won...
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
But did he try that? Did he try like one big one? Maybe if he got under it. Mucinex in a lozenge. The guy could have been president. Nobody tried it. One cup of tea with honey, and he would have won the thing.
Does it talk for you, though? Do you know how I got this voice?
That's how I picture him, like the Joker from the Batman movie.
Do you know how I got this voice? Mountain Dew, Code Red. That's what did it to me. I stood too close to a Yankee candle for an hour. The phthalates.
Yeah, that's good, man. Yeah. LA Live for Tuesday, April 15th. Oh, it's tax day, right?
It's tax day.
2025. It is a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. Y'all seen President Trump snub my man's wife, RFK. What's this dude? RFK Jr.'s wife.
I did.
Cheryl. Yeah, at the UFC.
UFC fight? Yes. Yeah. Just walked right by her.
Yeah.
And she had the handout.
She had the handout.
I think his
everything.
Awareness isn't very good at some times.
You think, you putting cape on for him?
No, not really. I'm just saying, I don't think his awareness overall, his spatial awareness is very good.
I think he kind of like looked at her.
He looked at it.
Side eye.
Like he didn't know who she was.
It was so funny because I'm looking at the video now. She just like turns her hands up like, really?
She's like, wow. And then she stuck her little lip out. And then she looked at her husband and he was looking straight ahead like, don't. Say anything.
Not
babe.
Now, honey. Not
don't,
now.
No, don't do it.
That
don't
car ride
it.
Home, though, was loud.
Yeah,
don't,
oh, yeah. Don't do it. Yeah. Hey, so what if one of the bosses up here at Odyssey during one of the events just like, snubbed your old girl? You were shaking hands and he just snubbed her.
She would say something.
In the moment, you think so?
Not in the moment, but the car ride home.
Yeah, in she would vent to me about it. Oh, in real, I don't think she'd wait to the car ride home either.
Would you say something in real time? Oh, hey, you forgot my girl.
Would I? I probably would.
Hell yeah, I'd pop off.
I'd probably just let it slide, to be honest with you.
Jeez.
Oh, I mean, what's the move there, Lou? You're RFK in that moment. Are you tapping Mr. Prez on the shoulder like, hey, shake the hand of my wife.
Excuse me, sir?
I want to watch you shake my wife's hand.
Yeah, we're probably going to be froze for a second. Like, damn, did that just happen?
Yeah, because that's what everything's happening so fast.
Like, and did that just happen?
Hey, Donald, the missus. Here, Donald.
Yeah.
Maybe do that kind of a thing?
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking about more like Spittle, Tim.
Oh, okay. I was trying, yeah.
What's the big boss?
Purdy.
Brian.
Purdy. Anybody else?
No, those are the three.
Okay,
those are the three of them.
I'm
yeah.
About them.
Yeah, I guess I in a scenario like that, yeah, I guess you're right. I was thinking it as the president. I'd be like, sorry,
no,
honey.
No, only up but, here. I'm just yeah. talking about in your life, up not here, like dealing with the president.
I'd probably try to circle back.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, my wife's here too.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
I just thought that was kind of weird, man. It's a weird thing to handle.
Maybe chill with it.
She yeah. would probably say that I always knew that guy was weird. I never liked that guy.
You know, now they start like lashing
that.
Out.
Yeah, they would. They just turn it into something like
it's an awkward
I never did like that guy.
Yeah,
you know?
She probably had me an Indeed.com link.
Yeah.
Like, you need to find another spot because I don't like them.
Yeah,
I don't like that. Yeah. All right, it's the Toxic Tuesday here. Welcome, people. Welcome, Tolos. Welcome, first-time listeners. Welcome, last-time listeners. This is LA Live, sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is Greystone-Roofing.com. What a weird situation, man. That's like we're living in a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode and a Veep episode with the vice president dropping the trophy yesterday.
Dropping the trophy.
This is crazy.
From Ohio.
It is hilarious.
The representative hilarious,
from Ohio. Just,
like, it doesn't matter who it is, but anytime something like that happens, it's so awkwardly funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious, man. Let's see, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can find us all, find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here is Bobby Belt from the RJ and Choppy Show. He has a diss track again for the Nosebleed Boys, Eric and Zach. They voted for it, I think. Somebody in there voted for it. Who voted for it?
Yeah, I voted for it, man. This is all-time stuff.
Hey,
so
hello!
Good.
I'm talking to you!
I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Here we go.
I want to dedicate this song to Sam Wolchuk.
Hey, Bobby, spit that rhyme I like.
Turn it on, leave it on, bitch. Pick a platform, radio, stream, YouTube, or the Twitch. Young Bobby hit the bleeds like a crash car. Go and inject me in the beat, and I'll leave you with track marks. Didn't have to be this way, but I'll go to round eight. Overdosing bars, I'm a single mom in South Lake. Kill it in the AM, yeah, you know we got a who's who. Rating so big, you would think they took a blue chew. That's a blue pill, but Wooly needs a red one. Better get some yeast if you wanna raise your bread, son. Since we telling truth, let's open up about yeast. The past, bro. Chio still ain't over, getting froze out of the draft. Show man up, bro. Go to Brian. You can talk through it. Use your words because your mouth ain't just for Hawk Tua.
Yeah,
I wish I had a house sitting on a happy perch, but I'm not like Eric getting favors from my daddy's church. Christ would help the poor. Put him on his back. Eric closed the door, said, I ain't paying tax. While we're talking cash, hey, Wooly, where's my money, dude? No, you owe me $50 from Cali back in 22.
Gosh, I do need to get out of these property taxes, man. What an absolute beating that is.
It's the worst.
It's a damn shame watching y'all Bobby out here to a song that's dissing y'all.
I mean, it's good.
Y'all in here just bobbing. You're just like, hey, it's a vibe, fam. Yeah, I'm a scrub. This is awesome.
His lies bounce off me like ping pong balls, Lucius.
Okay, I ain't mad at that.
Pew-pew.
I see you. All right, LA Live 105.3, The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. Did a lot of TV watching over the weekend, and I watched a few Coachella performances.
Oh.
I liked it. Missy Elliott did a damn good job. I seen Jimmy Eat World. I fast-forwarded to get to that one song. It just takes some time living in a little. Yeah. Charlie XCX or whatever the hell her name is. I watched that. I watched Green Day set up their fireworks and scare the audience. Listen to this. Yeah, sounds scary as hell.
Everybody's out there crossfaded, tripping balls, going, what?
High on shrooms and acid, and you're scared to death.
I heard there was a huge traffic jam.
Getting in.
Yes, that's what I'm going to get to, brother. That's what I'm going to get to. I watched Travis Scott. T-Pain. After watching T-Pain's performance, I feel like he would rock a Super Bowl. Yes, T-Pain would rock a Super Bowl. I'm putting in my bid right now for a T-Pain Super Bowl. Wow. He did a damn good job. But yes, right where you were talking about, there were some issues out there at Coachella there, Mr. Eric. There's a new security company running things. See, at Coachella, you can usually do some camping, right? It's a camp situation.
Yeah.
A festival, what, 3-4 days or something like that? Mm-hmm. I don't know how many days. But most people go in there and they camp in their cars.
Mm.
So if you pull up in, at the grounds, maybe at 2 o'clock in the morning, they'll still let you in.
Yeah.
But this new security thing, they're not. They start letting people in at 9 o'clock.
Oh.
That means you had to wait in line in your car to get into the Coachella grounds. People waited for 12 hours in their cars, bro.
It's incredible.
12 hours running out of gas in line.
What idiots.
Just running out of food in line, running out of water in line. You know, you've been drinking and celebrating, you know, happy to get to Coachella.
I'm wondering about all the people that had too much gas in line. Come on, man. How many people are just urinating on the side of the street there?
Yeah, come on, man. It was a mess out there. Then they said when they finally got in, the shower areas were packed, not cleaned properly. There were pubic hairs.
Mm. Well, that's, I mean, you probably should expect
that. Sheriff from NYC was there.
That's crazy. Yeah,
I heard
that guy. I thought that was crazy because don't you shave before you go to Coachella? You don't shave while you're there.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. I forgot.
Yeah.
If I don't shave beforehand, it's just I'm not shaving. Sorry.
And I know why the ladies shave when they go out like that. But you do that beforehand, unless you didn't like one little sprinkles and spikes and whatnot.
That's just crazy, dude.
Man, yeah. Tickets are not cheap for this thing.
Oh, tickets are not cheap, bro.
VIP is somewhere like $1,100 to $1,300. General admission's between $599 and $649, just for general admission.
60%. They said 60% of people at Coachella pay what was that? Carla?
Yeah, like they finance their tickets.
Yeah. There we go.
These people are financing.
What's the name of the app? Karna?
I don't even know what it's called, but I saw the exact same thing you saw where these people can't necessarily afford to just pay straight up
to go. So they
just
get blood?
So they finance it. They end up having to pay with interest way more than they actually would have.
What's it called?
Coachella.
No, I know, but what's the thing?
Karla?
Karla?
Kalarma?
Kalarma.
I don't know, something like that. Look it up. Food was hella pricey. $17 for a lemonade, $11 for a slice of cheese pizza.
Okay.
$11 for a slice of cheese pizza, $20 burritos, $9 for one churro.
That's ridiculous.
$9, $25 for this one.
We need to open a food truck there, Lucius.
So that's what I was saying. Like, okay, this is a regular food truck.
If we could get our
regular prices, but they have to pay Coachella their fee for having their food truck out there. So that's why they ran up the price on you.
Yeah.
$25 for two chicken strips and fries, bro.
Yeah.
$16 for a White Claw to wash it all down. Wow.
Treating it like a sporting event.
Wow, bro. Disrespectful. And Chris Brown was out there.
He was
making his ex laugh. She was showing all of her teeth. So that's a good look for the city boys. They up. I guess that rumor about her being with Deion Sanders probably isn't true.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Carucci Tran looking beautiful out there. What else we got?
Would have been a hell of a pull.
The promotional group of this is called Golden Voice Promotion Company that does this. They're based out of Los Angeles. They do Coachella.
Okay.
Okay. So this app is actually interest free.
That's pretty awesome.
Really?
So. Maybe it's the heady play.
Yeah, I was going to use it for something one time, but I was told not to by the other person that lives with me. Don't do that. You're going to get caught up. I was like, all right. I'm not going to do it. I believe you.
Stagecoach. Trip. Nobody.
Yeah. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on Toxic Tuesday. Police were called and charges were filed. Well, reports were filed. Fort Worth City Council debate turned physical last Thursday.
Oh, no.
Heated exchange between two candidates, Peyton Jackson, and what is this? Councilman Chris Nettles.
Oh, the Nettles.
Now, Miss Peyton Jackson is doing a debate with a gun on her hip the whole time.
Oh.
How about that? These two have beef. They've had beef for a very long time, apparently. And it all started, when this particular situation got a little feisty. When she tried to hit my man with some papers, there's a lawsuit that went down. Check this out.
This is the heated exchange caught on camera that ended a Fort Worth City Council candidate debate Thursday night. Now, two of the candidates are pointing fingers. Peyton Jackson says things got heated after she served Councilman Chris Nettles with lawsuit papers in the middle of the debate.
That's kind of wild, first of all. In the middle of the debate, I'm just laying out some lawsuit papers. I got a gun on my hip, too, at the same time.
Yeah.
She came with that smoke.
What you saw in the video is her verbally abusing me and physically abusing me.
He's resorted to physically assaulting me.
I'm not voting for you, Chris.
All because I put a piece of paper
down.
Fort Worth police confirmed both filed assault by offensive contact reports against each other, which a municipal judge will rule on. But the bad blood between Jackson and Nettles is not.
Hey, can they just void each other out? I found some paperwork on you. You found some paperwork on me. And it's just going to void them out.
Yeah, it's offsetting penalties. Yeah.
Replay the down. Second down. Yeah.
Redebate. Go.
Earlier this year, Jackson started posting videos of Nettles she secretly recorded 2 years ago. Uh-oh. She says is now part of her plan.
I will be unseating Chris Nettles in May.
Each one of those videos is heavily altered. She's using AI. She's chopping them up.
Do you feel that the secret recordings would jeopardize your trust with the public?
No, and if it does, I really don't care.
Because of the abrupt interruption, the District 8 debate was cut short, leaving voters without a chance to hear from all three candidates. There are more forums scheduled, but unlike the last debate, Jackson insists on carrying her handgun to the next one.
When you see me, you're going to see my gun. Oops. I'm an American. I'm a Texan.
Get him, Miss
Jackson. Strong. I love that.
Well, that next debate is going to be on fire, I tell you what.
That's KMS TV.
Yeah, I hope she bring that gun with her again.
Pay-per-view.
Some more paperwork of some sorts. Strictly video recording each other.
I forgot about Arthur McCoy's involved with this. He's involved with this.
No, his name's Arthur.
District 8 seat as well. We just kind of left him out.
Yeah, they totally left him out, man. He's got to bring something. Bring a bow and arrow or something next time, Phil.
He needs to show up in a tank.
Yeah.
He's got the machete.
Yeah, man. All right, well, until next time.
Oh, wow.
What happened?
Well, Jackson previously served on Nettles' campaign staff.
Oh.
Yeah, they got real beef.
Yeah, they got real beef. They got real beef. Yeah.
They go back for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to keep my eye on this one.
That Nettles sounds sketchy.
District 8, keep an eye on
it. Yeah, shout out to Miss Peyton Jackson with that gun on her.
I'm playing.
Bring a gun to the debate just in case we got a duel at the end of this damn thing.
She might challenge him.
Yeah. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. Peace, y'all.
Thank you very much. LA Live every day at 5:40. All right, let's go around the bases. We got an MLB first and happy Jackie Robinson Day. That's next.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.